You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yes, and I hate to say this. This is Radiola, and the reason I hate to say it is because this is the one relaxation I'm going to get this week. And that's why I've called this edition of Radiola Summer Stress, and stress is on stress, believe me. That's where the accent is, and it could be a grave accent if I keep it up. But it's a mixed blessing, and there's good stuff here. There's a lot of good music here, but... And I can't possibly say that it's what I need right now, and I hope it works for you as well. We began with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians swinging in a hammock, which is what most of us would prefer to be doing, and it's a perfect thing to do in the summer. And that was from 1930, and Carmen in there. Oh yeah, that's great. I just read Guy Lombardo's memoir from 1975, and I have a new appreciation. I get a new appreciation every day. Every time I read something, it means something to me, and that's well worth looking into. But we got a few things from Guy this week. Also, that's in honor of the appearance of the Guy Lombardo Orchestra on September 11th at 6 p.m. That's a Sunday. And I hope I see you there, because I'm going to be the MC for that performance at the Rome Capitol Theater. And I thought I would get that right out of the way. And we can mention that again, too, later. Jack Purvis, Mental Strain at Dawn, which is more like my mood these days, 1929. And Willard Robeson and his I'm Hannah Troubadours with our theme, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And I've been waking up pretty early these days and in search of a kitchen. And breakfast, because ours is decommissioned for the duration of the next week or so. I am Andy Senior, and I am the seeker of kitchens at this point. And if you want to find this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, feel free to check out Radiola blog. Type Radiola into a search engine that you trust. And chances are it will reveal the whereabouts not only of the Radiola blog, but of the Live 365 station, which plays this thing constantly. And I know you like that, too. Radiola continues on an upbeat note, very upbeat indeed. The Ambassadors, Louis Katzman directing, Frank Munn singing 1926, Irving Berlin's great song here, How many times? And I wonder, how many times?
That's where I long to go, yo, yo, yo. Morning, morning, lady, what a groaning, that's why I'm running home.
Ben Burney and his orchestra, Let's Misbehave, 1927. I think that was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot on the vocal, and I have not notated that such on the site, but that's what I get from that. Before that, Henry Allen and Red Allen singing that Roman, and yeah, we're roaming all over, trying to relieve some stress. Misbehaving, too. Oh, yes. Misbehaving plenty, but I'm not going to tell you how many times. And we began with that, the Ambassadors, Louis Katzman, Frank Munn, how many times? 1926, off of one of those nice vocalions, and I'm dispensing those with an eyedropper, but there are plenty more, so we could be doing this for years. This is Radiola, and if you need the eyedropper, I'll give it to you later. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the the oculist in residence, and we're proceeding with Lily Del Christian. Yes, that Lily Del Christian, accompanied by one of Guy Lombardo's biggest fans, Louis Armstrong, and his Hot Four, Too Busy. And there's also Jimmy Noone and a couple of other guys on there you may recognize, but Too Busy, and yes, we've been too busy, 1928, and I'll talk about that later.
Annoying me, honestly, it's so aggravating. Won't you tell me just what to do when I ask for a kiss or two? You say no, not now, dear, somehow. Dear, you're always too busy for my loving, too busy for my petting. That is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can't understand your actions, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can understand your actions, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
La cinta parte los congos como saetas al viento veloz. Detrás va el bulbo, alta la testa, la mano experta y el ojo avisor. Siguen corriendo, dobla del codo, ya se acomoda, ya entra en acción. Es el maestro el que se arrima y explota un grito en el sordecedor. Le guisamos solo, gritan los nenes de la popular. Le guisamos al zarote, contestan todos los de la oficina. Le guisamos viejo y peludo, ya está el puntero del pulpo a la par. Le guisamos al galope nomás, y el pulpo cruza, el disco triunfa. No hay duda alguna, es la muñeca, es su sencillo y gran corazón. Los que triunfan por la cabeza, con gran estilo y con precisión. Lleva los pingos a la victoria, con tal dominio de su profesión, que lo distinguen como una gloria, mezcla de asombro y de admiración. estamos solos, gritan los nenes de la popular. Le guisamos al galope nomás, con 60 de los de la oficial. Le guisamos viejo el peludo nomás, ya está el puntero del pulpo a la par. Le guisamos al trocetito nomás, y el pulpo cruza el disco triunfo.
Bueno, viejo Francisco, decide al pulpo que el lunático lo voy a retirar a cuarteles de invierno. Ya se ha ganado su garbancito. Y la barra completamente agradecida. Sentí la barra.
Muy bien.
Salute.
Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none, so where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet pulled over his head. Ah, but you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
Al Lentz and his orchestra, and I believe that was from the Dr. Demento collection. He has that somewhere, but I have it here for some reason, via hard drive, etc. These are not all my 78s this week. I'm cheating because I have to. It's much easier to assemble a show sometimes if you're not doing transfers while everything else is in chaos. But how could Red Riding Hood? Al Lentz singing that too, 1926. Before that, Carlos Gardel. Leguizamo Solo, 1927, the best of Carlos Gardel on Hemisphere, EMI. Yes, that's what that is. Beginning with Lily Dulk Christian, accompanied by Louis Armstrong, or Louis as I think he preferred to be called, and his group there, including Jimmy Noon. And we'll hear a little more Jimmy Noon later, too. We're not going to omit that. Too busy, and boy, have we been busy. Busy building bookshelves, moving pianos, or one piano. One is enough. Tearing apart our kitchen, living out of the dining room with a microwave and a beer cooler. It's been what you might call delightful, but I wouldn't. But it's an adventure. My wife says it's like camping, and it's kind of like camping at home. and then going out to restaurants twice a day. So we'll see how that works out. So far, these pants still fit me. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and it's a fitting show. Not too tight yet. Here's a casino. I don't know who was the leader of this. It might have been Nathan Glantz or one of his close contemporaries in 1921 in the Casino Dance Orchestra. A tune called South Sea Isles, written by George Gershwin. And there's a nice slide whistle solo on here for those who appreciate such things.
Thank you.
The Harmonians, the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, actually, whoever they were. Irving Kaufman on the vocal of That's Why I Love You. And, yes, and that's no stress there. That's just nice. Before that, Ted Lewis and his band, Mr. Radio Man, and that's me, I guess. Or Mr. Internet Radio Man, which they didn't have in 1923. That was originally, I think that was off my Columbia 82D, which was a flag job there. Beginning with the Casino Dance Orchestra, a Vertical Path A, South Sea Isles, George Gershwin tune from 1921. And I think George got a little better, but it's still nice to hear that stuff. And you're not going to hear it many other places than Radiola, so I'm glad you're here. And it's that relieves my stress, too, by the way. It's summer, and we're at some point we'll settle down to a lower level of chaos, but we're trying to reach a level of where we're not about to crack up totally. Here's Margaret Young in 1924, and I love this song, and I'd like to be a little bee, too, because there are a few people I'd like to sting. I Want to See My Tennessee.
Laugh it off, oh brother, laugh it off. If your hair's falling holding out, laugh it off. If your wife's getting stout, laugh it off. When the world looks black and blue, think of this because it's true. Graveyards are full of guys who'd gladly change with you. If you slip on the peel, laugh it off. If you choke on the meal, laugh it off. If you accidentally trip and break something on your hip, laugh it off. Oh, brother, laugh it off. If your new shoes are tight, laugh it off. If your wife snores at night, laugh it off. If someone tells you to go where there is no ice or snow, don't get excited, brother. You don't have to go. If you're down in the dump, laugh it off. If your kids have the mumps, laugh it off. If you're sick and Dr. Quack puts a plaster on your back, laugh it off. Oh, brother, laugh it off. If you lose at the track, laugh it off. If you sit on a tack, pull it out. Have your fun, don't be a dunce. They can only kill you once. Laugh it off, oh brother, laugh it off.
Like a rock that's in that sea.
the Gersdorf sisters, about whom I know absolutely nothing. In fact, I know nothing about this recording, except that it's the St. Louis Blues. Different lyrics than we heard last week from Guy Lombardo in the band, but there it is. According to the information I have attached to this recording, it was a test pressing circa 1927, although it might have been later. I have no idea. And I don't even know who the Gersdorf sisters are or if they're even listening. But if they are, nice job. Before that, Eddie Cantor, who can't possibly be listening unless there is radio on the other side, but Eddie was singing Laugh It Off, and that's what I've been trying to do. I'm trying to laugh it off, trying to drink it off, trying to sleep it off, you know, trying to do everything associated with that. 1925, and that was, I think, off the Art Deco series, but I've notated it here as originally on Columbia 283D, which flags are waving. Yes, before that, Margaret Young, I Want to See My Tennessee, 1924, and any show with Margaret Young is better than a show without Margaret Young. That's how I've come to feel about that. Originally off of Brunswick, 2785A. In many of these recordings, and I think the Gersdorf sisters, maybe David Garrick can tell me where that came from, but it came from his folder of stuff, and I appreciate having it available to use, but I can't possibly tell you anything else about it except that I felt it was entirely appropriate for this program. This is Radiola, and whatever else we do, even if we break out our Radiola fudge and fudge away at certain facts and documentation on this show, we certainly enjoy our fudge, and we will make some more for you next week. But this is no fudge. This is Dan Levinson and his Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra, Wall Street Rag, and Dan is such a marvelous musician, and his attention to those aspects of music which are now somewhat forgotten ought to be mentioned here most definitely. And I did not look up the composer of Wall Street Rag, but those of you who know who it is will know who it is. But this is on his Steppin' Around CD on Stomp Off. That's number 1415. And Dan would like you to buy this. So I've linked to his site. And if you want to buy, if you love his Canary Cottage music and his roof garden music and his swing music and everything else, I urge you to get right on there and build your collection. And Molly Ryan's work too is marvelous. So do not omit that from your shopping list for music. And don't download it for free. Just, you know, go pay for it. Yeah, that's all. But here's the Wall Street Rag.